This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Zee Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Remember, I didn't say it.
I did.
Or Ashley.
All right, we got to work here.
Jack on hold. Good morning to Jack. Hello.
Hey, guys.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
It's my girlfriend, Tara.
Okay, and why are we putting Tara to the test?
So she recently got this job working for a doctor's office up in Arlington, and she wasn't sure she was going to take it because it's super far away. But it's actually her first job that she got a degree in. Sports medicine. So I was like, no, you absolutely have to take it. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, so she took this job, and now you guys are what, doing the long distance relationship thing?
Yeah, and it was working fine for a while, but something happened over her birthday weekend.
Okay, now tell everybody what happened.
All right, so her job right now essentially is that she's a sports physical therapist for a pretty big sports team.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us which team it is?
I'd rather not say it just because I don't want to get her fired, but it's a pretty big team.
Okay. So is this like a professional team? Like, do they get paid big money to play?
Yeah, some of them do. Yeah.
Okay. Could I see this team on my television if I wanted to?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
I know. Right. All right. So go ahead. Continue.
So her birthday was a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday. Since it was the middle of the week, I told her, hey, listen, I'll drive up and we can celebrate for the weekend. So on Thursday, the day after her birthday, she puts on Facebook something about, thanks to everyone who wished me a happy birthday. It was filled with fun and friends and flowers. I'm very grateful. And I'm reading this and I'm like, I didn't send you any flowers, so I wonder who did.
I see. So she got flowers for her birthday, but not from you.
Well, no, I mean, I got her a bunch of stuff, but I was bringing it with me for the weekend. So I didn't send her any flowers.
So you didn't send her. Do you have any idea who did?
No, that's why it bothers me. When I asked her about it, I was like, so who got you the flowers? And she tried to play all dumb. She's like, flowers? I'm like, you said you had fun, friends, and flowers on your birthday, and I'm just wondering who sent you these flowers. And she was like, oh, I didn't really get any flowers. It's just a saying.
It's just a saying. So fun, friends, and flowers is a saying?
Yeah, according to her, it is. And then I said, I'm going to visit this weekend. She keeps getting texts on her phone, and she keeps saying it's from quote-unquote different clients. And I'm like, your clients text you? And she said, yeah, because I have to give them instructions on how to do their physical therapy correctly.
Okay, yeah. So is this a long shot? Is there a possibility that one of these clients is like some player on the team who maybe is trying to score off the field? With a young, single physical trainer?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm worried about.
Okay. So you want us to put Tara to the test, War of the Roses style, then?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the female version of the test on her. Now, in this version, Ashley pretends to be from Victoria's Secret. We're going to tell Tara she won a pantygram that she can send to any guy she wants. You're going to see who she sends it to and what she puts on the card, okay?
All right.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Tara these free pantygram, she's going to choose you to send it to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because I'm not always around her anymore, so I don't know what she does in her free time.
Yeah, or who she does with her free time for them. All right, well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak to Tara, please?
Yeah, this is Tara.
Good morning, Tara. My name is Ashley. I'm one of the promotions managers for Victoria's Secret. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So I'm not sure if anyone has contacted you already yet, but you are one of our contest winners for the month of April.
Oh, no, nobody con. Wait, what contest is this? I didn't enter a contest.
Well, actually, you don't have to, actually enter. We just pick customers out of our database every month, and this month you were chosen.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Okay, that's cool. I mean, I never win anything.
Well, you did this time, so thank you for being a customer.
Yeah, totally. I'm wearing one of your bras right now.
Well, that's good to hear. So let me tell you what you've won. It's a new promotional item called the VS Pantygram. The way it works is it's a real pair of lace panties that get sent in the mail to the special guy in your life with a little note attached. So basically, it's like sending your special someone a super sexy postcard. And the note attached can say anything from thanks for last night to see you this weekend, thinking about you, anything you want.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty confident that it's going to be a big seller. So what we're going to do is send a pantygram to whoever you want. And since you're our winner for April, it's not going to cost you anything. So we take care of the entire cost and the shipping.
Oh, sweet.
So we do have to fill out a couple things here real quick. First of all, what color panties would you like us to send? We have red, black, or pink.
Let's do black.
Okay. And who would you like us to send your pantygram to?
Oh, my God. Okay, you can send it to Michael.
Okay. And what message do you want to put on the note that will be attached?
It can say anything I want?
Yep.
Okay. And when is it going to arrive?
If we send it out today, it'll arrive like in the next 3 to 5 days.
Okay, perfect. You can put down, here's a little something to remind you of me when you're all the way across the country.
Wow. So it's good to know that while I'm hours away, my girlfriend isn't even thinking about me. She's too busy f***ing ball players. Oh, you know, I told you when you left this probably wasn't going to work, and you were the one that was like, let's stay together. I love you. We'll find a way to make it work. I feel so stupid right now, Tara.
Wait, what's going on?
Hey, Tara?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me clear this up a little bit. This really isn't Victoria's Secret. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. That was actually your boyfriend, Jack, you just heard talking. He asked us to put you to the test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard this before. I thought you only call guys.
No, they call anyone who they think might be cheating. So basically, people like you. You know, liars?
Oh.
Okay, so this is a setup then.
Oh, yeah, it's a setup. It's kind of like our relationship was a setup. I stay back here, I work hard, I'm planning for our future, and you go screw some f***ing shortstop.
Okay, that is not what's going on.
Really? Tell me what's going on. I love to hear your explanation of this.
Okay, yeah, I will tell you, and you're going to feel so stupid when I'm done telling you what's going on. God, I'll talk to you later.
Wait a minute. Why couldn't she explain it now? Should we call her back?
No, it's fine. She probably needs time to think of a good lie to get out of this.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.